First off, I want to thank you for listening to this message today. This is new territory for me. Instead of preaching to the congregation, I'm preaching to an empty sanctuary. And it's just not the same. Anyway, let's get started. Take your Bible, turn to Exodus chapter 15. That's Exodus 15. Of course, that's in the Old Testament, Exodus 15. According to Pastor Tony Evans, mankind has been breathing oxygen ever since the first man was created. Since that time, billions of folks have lived and died. There are almost 8 billion people on Earth right now. And this number is also the total number of all mankind who's ever lived on the planet up until the present. So literally, in the history of mankind, about 16 billion people have lived. Yet no one seems to be worried about running out of oxygen for everyone to breathe. There are concerns about the quality, but not about the amount. God has more than enough. Fish have been swimming in the water since creation, and there is still more than enough. Animals have been eating vegetation in forests and jungles, and a little while after they eat it, it just pops right back up. God has built in his goodness to naturally reproduce itself. And even though this is true, people still complain. I know you heard the story about a very patient lady whose husband was a world-class complainer. He complained about everything, and nothing she did was ever right. But still, she tried to please him. And one morning she asked him what he wanted for breakfast. And he said, "I want 2 eggs, 1 boiled, 1 scrambled." And as much as she wanted to knock his head off, she very politely said, "Okay, it'll be ready in a few minutes." It wasn't long that she brought him his breakfast, just as he asked, 1 boiled egg, 1 scrambled egg. Her husband threw a fit. He complained, "You scrambled the wrong egg." There's a time to complain, and there's a time not to complain. The trouble is, most folks don't understand the difference. Some people are constantly complaining. Some wives complain about husbands, and husbands about wives. Some parents complain about children, and some children complain about parents. Some employers complain about employees, and some employees complain about employers. Some church members complain about pastors, and some pastors, well, they complain about church members. In Exodus chapters 15 through 17, we kind of see a picture of Israel's 40-year journey through the wilderness. Throughout that journey, there were 2 constants. First, God constantly provided. Second, the Israelites constantly complained. In fact, in these 2 chapters, we can see a 5-stage repetitive cycle. And we still go through this same cycle today. Stage 1 is abundant blessings. God blessed them with all of their needs and many of their wants. They were delivered from slavery. They passed through the Red Sea. They carried out Egypt's gold and silver. Stage 2 is unrealistic expectations. God gave them abundance, and they came to expect continual abundance. Sometimes we begin to think that God's good gifts are ours by right, and we forget about his grace. Chuck Swindoll wrote, he wrote this, he says, "I'm sure when Israel left the Red Sea and went out into the wilderness, the people expected continued abundance and continued miracles that would keep them comfortable, safe, and satisfied. They were riding the glory train to Canaan, and nobody imagined that it would grind to a halt along the way." Stage 3 is bitter disappointment. As they entered the wilderness, as they entered the desert, they found great difficulties. Life wasn't a cakewalk. In fact, life is never a cakewalk. Stage 4, ungrateful grumbling. Over and over we read that the people complained. They grumbled, they murmured against Moses and against the Lord. Whining and complaining is always based on disappointment. And we all face dark, disappointing times. Stage 5 is gracious provision. And even though we don't deserve it, even though we're still fussing and we're still fuming, God provides us with all we need. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says, "And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." The old saying is true. Those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God's purpose in recording this lesson of history is to teach us. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11 says, "These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us." In Exodus chapters 15 through 17, we see 5 examples of God's provision. His provision in spite of Israel's complaints. After these 5 examples, we'll learn 3 ways to win over complaining. Today, we're just going to look at this first example of God's provision. God provided a song from the sea. A song from the sea. And that's found in chapter 15. God won an amazing victory for Israel. Last time we were together, the people of God had crossed the Red Sea, walking on dry land. When Pharaoh's army pursued them, God destroyed them. Look quickly at Exodus chapter 14, verse 31. Israel saw the great work which the Lord had done in Egypt. So the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. And there, with the sand between their toes, they knelt before the Lord in one huge worship service. Chapter 15, verse 1 says, "Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord." When we see that God's great power gives us a great victory, listen, it is time to sing. It's time to worship. So what does Moses do? How does he respond? Well, he writes a song of praise. In the beginning of chapter 15, this is often called the Song of Moses. And we don't know exactly how it was written. I think Moses probably wrote it and taught it to the people. But however they learned it, we know that they sang it to the Lord. Now let's look at chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. You read along in your Bible as I read to you. "Then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord and spoke, saying, 'I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone.'" May God bless the reading of his word today. Now, if you keep reading, you'll see that this praise song goes on for another 13 verses. It proclaims God's victory, his weapons, his character, and his promise. Imagine 2 million people at this seaside chapel singing praises to the Lord. Now, I've been in a stadium of about 50,000 people before, but that's nowhere near 2 million. Now, verse 20 says that Miriam, Moses' sister, took a timbrel or a tambourine in her hand to praise God. As the praise began to grow, all the women went out with timbrels and with dances. Now, Baptists, get this. They danced in praise to God. Now, some of us Baptists break out in a cold sweat just simply by people raising their hands in church. Now, this dance wasn't to draw attention to themselves, but a gift of worship to the God who delivered them. Listen to Miriam's praise song she wrote in response to what Moses and the people saying. It's in verse 21. It says there, "And Miriam answered them, 'Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea.'" Now here's something we could all stand to learn. A praising heart is not a complaining heart. Have you praised God today? You may not have a Red Sea behind you, but if you know Christ, you've got something more. When you were saved, you passed from death to life. You were set free from the slavery of sin. You've got much more of a reason to worship than they did. The truth is that it's much easier to worship when things are going good. When the abundance stopped, the disappointment and complaints started. And aren't we the same way sometimes? When things are going good, our worship is loud and strong. But when the abundance goes away, if we're not careful, disappointment can set in. And when disappointment sets in, complaining is right close behind. Listen, my friend, keep reminding yourself and reminding others who you are in Christ, what He has delivered you from, and how He has provided even in the midst of the storm. Let's pray together. Father, how thankful we are, Lord, for your good work in our lives. Lord, how thankful we are for your provision. But Lord, help us that should your provision cease, Lord, should the blessings be hard to find, Lord, help us to keep on praising. Help us to keep on worshiping you. Lord, as we as a country and Lord, as a people go through a difficult time with this coronavirus, Lord, it may seem like your blessings have stopped. But Lord, I pray that you would help us to see what you're doing. And Lord, you'd help us to keep on singing your praises, even in the midst of difficult times. God, you are always good. You are always far better to us than we deserve. And Father, we thank you for this great provision that you have sent our way. Father, we lift you up today. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.